18. The Valhalla Express. The Valhalla Express shot off down the tunnel carried by the strong current of water. The tunnel ended in a gate that led into the stadium. The gate was open and the Valhalla Express sailed into the central arena, now filled with 3 metres of water. Massive cheers rocked the stadium. "Friends and fellow Romans," yelled Alvin the Treacherous from the consul's pavilion. "I give you the Valhalla Express, the heirs of the local Viking tribes and their pathetic champion dragon Toothless, who will forever regret the poo he did in my helmet." Always delighted to be the centre of attention, Toothless crept out from Hiccup's shirt. He bowed from side to side and performed a couple of somersaults to huge cheering from the crowd. He had no idea. They were laughing at how small he was, and he puffed out his little chest and threw out a few flames in his rooster cry of self-congratulation. "Now why?" said Hiccup, frowning to himself as he trailed one hand in the water. "Why is this water so warm?" "I suppose it's from the consul's swimming pool." Kamikaze drew her sword, invincible, with a flourish. "Laugh at us, would you, you Latin cowards?" she cried. "Come down here if you dare, and we'll see who's laughing then, shall we, you dragon-eating, lily-livered babies!" The crowd positively screamed with laughter at this. "Look!" they cried, slapping each other on the back and sending their dragon's toes popcorn flying. "It's a little girl Viking! The Vikings are so weak they have girls for heirs! This is too funny for words!" Kamikaze couldn't understand Latin, but she could guess what they were saying. She turned as red as a lobster and yelled at the top of her voice, "I'll kill a lot of you! I'll unzip you from your bread baskets to your food gargles! Come down and see how a girl fights, if you dare!" The crowd only laughed the louder. "Let's get on with it, Alvin," Hiccup called out. "Bring out your gladiators and we'll do our best."
"Yes, do get on with it, Prefect," yawned the fat consul. "I want to see the little berserk go berserk, and this famous warrior in action."
"Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third," shouted Alvin. "Prepare to meet your doom. Soldiers, open the tunnel!"
With a creak, the portcullis covering a tunnel to their left began to slide upward.